Vayomer, Yehuda approached Yosef and he said, Be Adoni, I beg you, my master, Yidaber no Avdecha Dover Bosnei Adoni. The Medrash over here says, Medrash Rabbah, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, it quotes a Pasuk. Pasuk in Navi. State in Pasuk, Hinei Yomim Boim Yom Hashem. Behold, days are coming, the word of Hashem. V'nigash choyresh b'koytzer. And the choyresh, the one that plows, will come together with the one that harvests. Dashen the Medrash, choyresh ze Yehuda. The choyresh is referring to Yehuda. B'koytzer ze Yosef. The harvester is Yosef. Shenemar, as it says, So, the Medrash saw in this confrontation between Yehuda and Yosef a glimpse of La'asid Lava, which the Navi says, You have to understand, how did the Medrash see in this a glimpse of the future of La'asid Lava when Mashiach comes? What is the connection between this and La'asid Lava? Question number two. The Shvatim were Giboyrim Atzumim. The Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah says, that right before Yosef was Mizvadat Lechov, he did it out of desperation. He saw that Yehuda was getting angry. Yehuda, when he used to get angry, used to be a spurt of blood coming out of his right eye, was shooting out blood. The hair on his chest popped through all his begadim. He gave a scream, and Chushim Ben Don, who was hard of hearing, was able to hear him all the way in Eretz Yisrael, and he came jumping, and they both started screaming, and they flattened out the cities of Pisum and Ramses with their screams. Moriniki Gevura. And Yehuda saw he's not coming back from Yamin. So Yehuda told the brothers, take it, he told Naphtali, run through the streets, take a survey of how many main streets there are. And they divided it up, they were ready to destroy Mitzrayim. And Yosef said that the time has come, have to be mizvah. There's a tremendous glory here. Then all of a sudden, Ani Yosef Ha'ilo Vichai, all the gvura, all the courage, all the strength, Lo Yochlu Echelana, so he said, King Nevalu, upon him, and he had to be makarim, silent. What happened to all the gvura? What happened to all the courage? It was like mamish, like nothing. What's the pshat? The Chofetz Chaim, these words, Ani Yosef Ha'ilo Vichai, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that the brothers obviously had many questions. First of all, they were thinking to themselves, this king is a modern king. On the one hand, he says, it's a lekim ani yoreh. He's given ganzi debrei musar. Everything is from Hashem. Midr gisa, he's acting shalei kahoig, and he's holding on to Binyamin. Like, what's with him? There are many questions over here. They also had other questions. How in the world did we allow ourselves to sell Yosef? We didn't have Rachmanis on him. And they had questions about the full 22 years of Tzara, the Tzaras of their father, and they went through Tzaras themselves. Yehuda went through Tzaras. And many questions. The minute Yosef said the words, Ani Yosef, everything was for Emfert. Alakash is for Emfert. Now they understood the way everything happened. They understood that they were just puppets being pulled on the string by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the whole tachlis was to come down to Mitzrayim, to start Golus Mitzrayim. Zokhtar Chofetz Chaim, that the same way with the words of Ani Yosef, all the kashas were for him first. When Mashiach is going to come and he says, Ani Mashiach, at that moment, all of our kashas from all the generations are going to be for him first. Or at this time, it's going to all fit in like the strands in a tapestry. We'll be able to see how everything fit in and how it led to these two words, Ani Mashiach. So this Ani Yosef was main his galus, which for him for all the kashas. That's why the Medrash says, Hinei Yomim Boim Lom Hashem, V'nigash Chayrish B'Koytzer. The brothers with Yehuda and Yosef, the brothers had a time on Yosef. Yosef, he's getting to harvest, he's living off the fat of the land. What did he do to earn Yaakov's love? He's like a Koytzer, he's harvesting without having to work for it. We are trying to gain our father's love, and we're trying to get equal status with Yosef. He's like he's born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You know, and then they didn't understand Yosef. They had a sin and a kinah for Yosef. Little did they know that he would have to go through Tzoras, you know, because of this. Yosef, from his part, He didn't see the struggle of the brothers. He looked at them as chayta. After everything was said and done, v'nigesh chayrish b'kaitzer, the chayrishim, the ones that were working hard and didn't see the payrus, and the one that did see the payrus, they were able to understand each other. Now the brothers saw what Yosef went through. Yosef was able to understand his brothers better. That's how Chazal saw a dugma of l'osid lovin. In this world, there's people that work and they work and they work and they never see the fruits of their payrus. And they don't understand that those people that do see the fruits, they have their egg in a peckle as well. Everything is down here on this world, nobody has an easy street. It might look like that. They think other people have it better than them, but they don't realize everybody has their peckle, everybody has their hardships. Be the geese of those that have it easier, they don't realize the struggles of those that don't have it easy. Blessed love, when everything is going to be this gala, everybody will see this one had struggles and that one had struggles, and we could have avoided a lot of strife and a lot of jealousy and a lot of hatred if we just would have had a moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they saw. So that answers the questions. Number one, what's the Chayrish and the Kaitzer? The brothers led by Yehuda, they were the Chayrishim who didn't see the fruits of Yaakov's love. Yosef was the Kaitzer, but he also had his Pekel. And now they came, B'shas Dani Yosef, everything was this gala to everybody. That was a dugma of what's going to happen. Lo'osid lovin. V'hoyo b'roisoi, ki ein hanar v'meis. The brothers were tiny. Yehuda was tiny that when Yaakov sees that the nar, that the yomim is not here, he's going to die. V'hoy ridu avodecha seves avdecha avinu b'yogen sha'ayla. And we're going to lower the old age of our father to the grave with anguish. So the Sefer HaKedah teaches up. What was the time of the Torah? Why should Yosef care? That's your problem. It's not my problem. So the Sefer HaKedah teaches that in the ultimate judgment in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Kael Emuna V'Ein Ovel, he's a trustworthy God. He doesn't do any avos. What's the chiddush? He doesn't do any avos. When he judges someone, he doesn't only judge that individual. He judges the Arum and Arum. He judges all the people that need this person. Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a person away from this world, but it's going to harm the people around him, and they don't deserve to be punished. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure this Ein Ovel, he's not going to take this person away. He judged Arum and Arum. So this is what Yehuda was tying into Yosef. A just ruler has to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if your judgment is going to affect somebody that doesn't deserve it, then the ruling is not a just ruling. So that's what he was saying. Good, you have a tain on Binyamin because he stole. But what did Yaakov Avinu, what was his Aveira? So by you paskining and holding on to him and making him an Eved, that's going to affect our father Yaakov. That's an unjust rule. So Hashem, if he's there, you should not rule like that. Because Yaakov Avinu does not deserve to die. If he does not say for Akedah, this day Chemet says, there's a minute to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim, B'shas HaTzara. So partially, you always learn that Kivrei that's brought down, Kivrei Tzadikim is a Makom Kedusha, where the tefillahs go up easier. But this day Chemet says, if he does say for Akedah, that we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzadikim don't deserve to suffer. They have a tremendous tzar when there's tzaras in Klal Yisrael. So we daven by the kever of the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim sense that there's tzaras for Klal Yisrael, and that's painful to them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to put them through pain. So B'chon of Asim, and Alpida Sefer HaKedah, says, Amari the Kibshat, there's a Yerushalmi at the end of the third parak in Masechtas Tainus that says that whenever there was a drought, and they were Goyzer Tanesim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to send people to the Heichel to make an announcement in the Heichel that please bring a Yeshua, because as long as there's no rain, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cannot take a haircut. Because he was makabel on himself not to take a haircut, calls man Klal Yisrael's in tzara. So please bring the rain, because as long as there's no rain, Rabbi Yochanan can't take a haircut. And it started raining. There's the kasha. Klal Yisrael is starving. There's no rain. It's a Torah's rabbin. And that could not bring the rain. But Rabbi Yochanan says, I can't take your haircut. And all of a sudden it starts raining. What's the pshat? Zok Rabbi Yochanan, I'll pee the sefer akeda is very good. The tachlis of holding back rain was to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. But they were the ones that were choyte. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai, the nasi of Klal Yisrael, who was kule shakur v'teira, and kule shakur ma'isim toivin, the thing was not meant for him. So he was saying, announce that I'm suffering on their behalf. I can't take a haircut. Min Hashamayim, they couldn't allow that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai should have to refrain from taking a haircut. So right away they brought the rain. But this was the time of Yehuda, by Ridu Asevas Avinu. You might have a time against Binyamin, but what's up as Yaakov Yishuda? Vayipal al tzavore Binyamin Ochiv. When Yosef and Binyamin, after he was misvaded to the brothers, he fell on the shoulders of Binyamin Vayev, u Binyamin boch al tzavarov. So Rashi says, Vayipal al tzavore Binyamin Ochiv al shnei migdosh v'shasidim liyeis b'chelke shel Binyamin. On the two batei migdosh that will be in the chelek of Binyamin, the soifon lichorin, and they end up, they're going to be destroyed. Ubinyamin boch al tzavarov amishkan shiloi. She'asem li is b'chelke shel Yosef, v'soy for lichorin. What's going on over here? Brothers did not see each other in so long. They missed each other. They're both from the same mother. And mamish, there was overwhelming regush in the chayach after 22 years. What are they crying over? They're crying over about the niggas of the future. What's the pshat? We once said a pshat about this, but I saw it brought down from the tells of Rosh Yeshiva, Matl Kat Tzatzal. He says, we don't have a musig in the machshavis of the gedolim of yesteryear. In Marishainim kemalachim anu kibnei yodam. In Marishainim kibnei yodam anu kechamayrim v'loi kechamayrim shilur pinchas ben yoyim. This was the way that they thought. After 22 years of regression, what they should have done was, oh, my dear brother, oh, I missed you. Oh, how have you been? What happened through all this time? They thought of much higher things. They were misameach because they saw Baruch HaKadosh, number one. This one, Binyamin's going to have two batei migdosh in his chelek, and Yosef's going to have mishkan shilui. Then they started crying because they saw eventually it's going to be destroyed. Instead of the human regression, that a normal unity of two brothers would have, their regression will amayla l'mayla menata. It's all brought down that the Matl Katz who said this, he lived this. He did by the name of Rabbi Yisrael Shurin, Kohen Lebrach. The Matl Katz was here before they founded the Telzi Yeshiva. He was staying in a hotel in Manhattan. He went to visit him. He sees Rav Motl is shakua and learning. Gemara open with Svarim. Rav Motl starts telling him Chidushim that he was Mechadish in the Sukkah. So Yisrael tells him, Rav Motl was aware that his wife and 10 children were killed. Or at least that it doesn't look very good. So he asks him, how's it shaykh at such a time? You could be holding Isaiah and learning like nothing happened. So he told him, the voice of Torah that tells the yeshiva has been stifled, has been squelched. I have to make up for that. Now's not the time to think about my own personal laws. I have to make up for that. So for states, that's how I'm holding and learning. In other words, someone that should have had discussion at that moment, and believe me, he should have felt the pain, no question about it. Over Afalp came, this gabber over that, he had higher regoshim, the regoshim to maintain the Torah. Rav Yemei Ablach, the other tells Rosh Hashim the same exact thing. In his Chidushim, in Mesechtas Bav Metzia, it's written, in the middle of his Chidushim, the news just arrived, the terrible fate of my wife and children. If somebody sees these Chidushim years later, he shouldn't chas v'sholom be choshed me of how could I learn and write Chidushim under such a matziv when I can't fully concentrate. Because he's like fanfaring himself. How can I write Chidushim? It's like a bizarre HaTayr, I should write Chidushim under such a matzah. He says, first of all, he said, I was already prepared for it. I had a good inkling of, what was going to happen or what happened. But number two, the Daigan, the Tzorah of the Yochid, pales in comparison to the Tzorchei Rabin, of being Marvitz Torah. This is what he writes in his Kedushim. He was in Perakam Afgid and Bobam Mitzia. And that's what Rav Motel Katz says over here. Instead of crying over the personal regoshim, I missed you and how what? They were crying over higher in Yonim, the Hechri regoshim, the regoshim of the Beis HaMikdash. Ule Oviv Sholach Kazois. This is what Yosef sent to his father. Asora Chamoirim Noisim Yituv Mitzrayim. 10 Chamoirim carrying from the best of Mitzrayim. And Rashi brings down the Medrash. What did he send Yaakov Avinu? He sent him Yayin Yosha. He sent him old wine. Shedas Zekanim Noichemen. That the Das of the Zekanim, they're very satisfied with wine. What's the simple pshat that is? He was telling Yaakov, the same way wine, the older it gets, the better it gets. So too, he was telling you're getting older, but you're getting better with age. That was an Amin message he was telling him. But I saw Moiri the Kipshat. You don't find anywhere that Mitzrayim is praised for its wine. Mitzrayim was not known for its wine. Adarava, Eretz Yisrael is known for its wine. Eretz, Chita, Saira, Geffen, Te'ena. Geffen is one of these seven minim that Eretz Yisrael was praised for. You don't find anywhere Mitzrayim had anything special about wine. So what's the pshat over here that he sent them from the best of Mitzrayim, at this kosher wine, as if in Eretz Yisrael they didn't have wine. Eretz Yisrael had plenty of wine. It's like the marshal, you're sending wheat to offer, or you're making kishuf in Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael was known for its wine, so there was a lack of wine that Yosef had to send them wine. It's interesting that Letzten's, there's been an explosion of winemaking places in Eretz Yisrael, and the winemakers look at it as a simon of we're getting closer to Mashiach, because Eretz Yisrael was neshtabach for its wine, and now it's like there's been a major, major proliferation of winemaking, with prizes of winemaking, and they hold that that's like a simon that Mashiach is coming. Because Adarabba, during Golus, it says that Eretz Yisrael's wine is going to suffer. But Mitzrayim certainly did not have wine, and Eretz Yisrael was filled with wine. So why did he have to send them wine? I saw a pshat brought down from Rav Abba Lefazviler was the Rav of Vilna after the Goyin was nifty. He was a Goyin Oilu. The stipler said that he was Moli Chidush, we don't have any of his Chidush. There's one Chidush in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that the Oilu was Mephalpul, that the Shaar Tzion brings down in the Mishnah Brura, that it was Mephalpul over that. It's a Chidush Gadol. But other than that, we don't have many Chidush from him. So he says a Vart over here in why Yosef sent wine from Mitzrayim, even though the Chayre Eretz Yisrael was filled with the wine. So he says like this, Ki yodua that the Mitzrayim were Bali Gaiva. The Pasuk says, the Navi says, the Navi Yeshaya says, U'mitzrayim hevel v'rik yazru, they will help with emptiness and vanity, v'chein karosi lozois rahav. I call them Bali Gaiva. Mitzrayim are known as Bali Gaiva. They weren't willing to be machnia themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They also made themselves be arrogant, and they made themselves something that they weren't. Yisoy number two, the Gemara Bava Basha, that Tzadik Ches says, Kol HaMisyoyer, someone that's a Balgaiva, Yenoy Machnitz. His wine turns into vinegar. The Rishbam explains over there, Mida Keneged Mida. He makes himself look like something that he's not. So the wine, it looks like wine, but the emes is, there's nothing behind it. It's vinegar. Also, tzaddikim are known as yayin, and rishon are known as chaymetz. Marshal speaks out over there. Dr. Babel, and that's the shot why Yosef sent them wine. Yaakov Avinu, if you hear that Yosef is in Mitzrayim all these years, Mistami was mushba by Mitzrayim. Mistami is a balgayim, and Mistami took on them in Hogim. So he sent them yayin, yoshin, that even in Mitzrayim, most of the wine becomes chaymetz, but my wine still maintains the same thing. I'm not mushba by the Mitzrayim. My wine is good. And that's why it says, Mituv Eretz Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, it was Takeh Chiddush to have good wine. The Mele, he sent them from his own wine as a simon to Yankiv. I want to show you that I was not mushba by the Mitzrayim. I was not a Balgaiva like they are. And the Mele, my wine is kind. Those are Rav Abba Lefazviler. Ayisa Yisrael. And Yisrael traveled with everything that belonged to him. Before he left from Mitzrayim, he came to Beersheva. And he brought korbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Pasuk is dafka lekeyov of Yitzchak and not a lekeyov of Avraham. So Rashi says, Chayiv Odom v'chavir Oviv Yoishim v'chavir Zignoi. Person's mechuyiv to be mechavir his father more than being mechavir his grandfather. L'fichach tolo v'yitzchak v'loi v'avram. That's why he was tolo v'lekei Yitzchak and not v'lekei Avram. Rambani asks a question on this Rashi. The l'chayiv, the pasuk didn't have to single out anybody. He could have said that he was a ver, z'vachim v'lekei Avaisov. In any name. You're mentioning him and you're right. But you don't have to mention any name. He was a verzvachim, but look how voice of why was he dafka miyachid the name of Yitzchak over Avram? So therefore the Ramban learns a different shot. Ramban says that in this pasuk there's an inyan of sight. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, when Yaakov Avinu came to go down to Mitzrayim, he saw that the God start with him and with his children, starting right now when they go down to Mitzrayim, had tremendous pachad from it. So therefore he was a ver zvachim, le pachad of him Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. And the Elokei Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. So he wanted to appease the Midas Hadin, that it should not take effect against him, there should be Rachmanis, and it should guide him and his children in Mitzrayim. That's why Bedavka says, you know, Elokei of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is pachad, Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. Yaakov Avinu was afraid of that. Now that they come down to Mitzrayim, he was afraid of that. And that's why he did it why did he do it in Be'er Sheva? Be'er Sheva was a place where they had a base tefillah. Avraham and Yitzchak, that's where they used to daven. They used to bring korbanos over there. Memela, when he took Rishus to leave, he brought korbanos to Lekei of Yitzchak. I once saw a pshat, that another pshat, why dafka Lekei of Yitzchak? Because the nevuah of Geri Yezarach of Eretz Lo Elohem, Avod Avinu Yisam Arvamei Yishana, wasn't Arvamei Yishana, they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. When's the 400 years come in? It started with Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Geri Yezarach. He was the first of the Zera Yitzchak, and Zera Avram. And in Eretz Yisrael, he felt like a stranger because the Kanani was there, the Plishtim was there, he traveled throughout, he didn't find the Nucha so easily. See, he was considered a ger already in Eretz Yisrael, and the Nevu of Geri Yezaracha started already over there. This is why he was a bech lelkei Yitzchak and not lelkei Avram. Avram Avinu had no shaykhus to Golas. Avram Avinu, everything was fine for him, because the Avam and Goyim, the Golas started with Yitzchak, Geri Yezaracha. That's where the 400 years started. And Yitzchak also needed Siyata Deshmaya to guide him through this matzav of Geirus. Yaakov wanted Siyata D'Shmaya Doime to Yitzchak that was also in Golos. Memele, he was a Vech Lelkei of Yitzchak, and not Lelkei Avram, because Avram had no Shaykhus to Golos. That kind of Ashgach Avram Avinu did not need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, you shouldn't be afraid. Onoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. Ve'onoichi Alcha Gamaloi. And I'll also bring you up. The Yosef Yoshis Yodai Aleinecha, and Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. What does that mean? The Yosef Yoshis Yodcha Aleinecha. There's numerous pshatim over here. Ibn Ezra and the Balaturim says the same thing. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that the minig is that the sons or the Bechor, the father is Nifter, Loyalenu. He closes the eyes of the father. So Meili said, you're going to be Nifter in Mitzrayim. The Yosef Yoshes Yodai Aleinecha, and Yosef will close your eyes over there. The Rashbam learns Pshat, Aleinecha means Al in your necha. On all of your interests, Yosef will place his hand on all of your interests. He will take care of everything. The Sipurna says, may end that. The Sipurna says, Yoshes Yodai Aleinecha. He'll cover your eyes. Usually a person has to look out for himself. How am I going to get a hold of this? How am I going to get a hold of that? But you in Mitzrayim, I don't want you to have any shaitas to the Mitzrayim to have to take care of anything. Yosef Yoshes Yodcha Aleinecha. He will take care. You shouldn't have to look anywhere for what you need. He will take care of all of these inyan. The Mashiach Chochma says, Amari Dikim Shach B'derek Drush. The Yosef Yoshes Yodcha Aleinecha. The type of a person is, he always wants to be able to see everything and understand everything. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing that? He wants to be able to see it and understand it. The Maisa of Yosef is going to cover up your eyes and show you, you can't see my ways. There's no way that you could understand my drachim. Take a look. You thought that the Maisa with Yosef was the worst tzar in the world. You mamish, you were broken, you were shattered over it. And what ended up? You see mamish, he's at the top of Mitzrayim. He is the one that rules over Mitzrayim. And he was sent here, B'davki, to supply you, to support you in what were the best years of Yaakov Avinu's life. The last years of Yaakov Avinu's life were the best years of his life. And only because Yosef went there, and this was all a plan min ha-shamayim, you see that you were not able to see b'chlau what was going on. Your eyes were covered up. The mice of Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. You should always see that you can never understand the ways of Hashem. It's hidden from us. It's l'mayla, l'mayla, me'asogar zayn. I've said over in the past, Maisa brought down at the Alkaman lawyers with the Talmud of the Ramban. Talmud of the Ramban was very ill. And it was during a time when Klal Yisrael in Spain was going through terrible tzaras. So the Ramban approached his Talmud and he says, I want you to do me a favor. I see that your days are numbered. I'm going to give you a kameya. You should hold on to B'shas Yer Nifter. And this is going to take you to the highest places up in Shemayim. And I want to give you a list of questions you should ask over there. Why is this happening? And why is that happening? And why this tzara? And why this hardship? And Mamish, Klal Yisrael is going through such difficulties. Why? Sure enough, the Talmud was Nifter. And he came back to the Ramban in a dream. And he told him, Mamish, everything's gevaldig over here. And the tanugim, right? The pleasure is in the simcha. It's nairavayim. I said, what about the question? He's going on. You can't be massive. The human seichel can't be massive. What's going on? The questions I gave you. He's going on. The man says, what happened to the list of questions I gave you to ask? She says, oh, those. I forgot to ask those questions. It's not shaykh to ask those questions over here. Over here, everything is so clear. It's not even shaykh to ask the question. I gave him a mushroom. I was a little kid. We had a TV. So I was a little kid. I was 4 years old. I had a kashish. How did the people on the TV get in? How did they fit into the box? That's number one. Who let them into the house to go through the thing? My parents kept the door open. Cold strangers came in here. I've gone to kashas. So when I got older, is the pshat that the kasha was a kasha, and now I know the teretz. The kasha is a kishtan. You know how things work. Down here, we are like little children. We have no hasogi in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have this kasha and that kasha. When everything will be misgala, like you said, when Ani Mashiach, everything will be misgala, and we'll see that we don't understand the ways of Hashem. I saw it wrote down in the Sefer that Maisa, there was a yid in the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And towards the end of the war, the Nazis saw that their day is done, and they called together all the yid and they made an announcement. Listen, we know that in a couple of days we'll be gone. And we want you to talk about is that we were good to you. We want to give you something to leave a good memory with. They brought fresh, hot rolls. They started giving them out. And there was this yid over there that somehow or other he got a second roll. And a Russian guy saw him getting that extra one. He says, hey, Jew, I saw that. You have an extra one. Give me that roll. The Shemaitim didn't want to give it to him. So the Russian beat him black and blue. He lost all senses. He lost both, roles or whatever. A while later, must have been a couple of days, he was unconscious. He came back to his senses. He looks around. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, are gone. All around them are dead bodies. The bread was poisoned. And because he was beaten up, B'shas Maisa, it was a terrible tragedy to him, but because he was beaten up, and that his life was saved. Unfortunately, I have a good friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, whose parents were in the concentration camp and they gave out. Never, they lost two children like that. The Nazis gave them poison. That was their fun that they used to have. But there's an example that B'shas Maisa, he was beaten up, he lost the senses. It seemed like a bad thing, and the end was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chashav El Litoyim. dozokt. But anyway, that's this Meshech Chochma over here. V'yoshev yoshes yodei aleinecha. That will teach you that you shouldn't ask, you shouldn't question anything about Kodesh Baruch. I just want to say over one more thing. Paroi sees Yaakov Avinu, he says, Kam yimei shnei chayecha. V'yoyme Yaakov al Paroi, yimei shnei mugurai shloishimu ashona. Ma'at viroi mogu yimei shnei chayecha. Who asked Yaakov Avinu to give us this whole pilpul? Yaakov, Paro just wanted to know. You should have said, it's 130 years. But suppose he had to add this thing over here and to complain. Of us. So Shlomo Volva says, I'm going to give shot over here. Shlomo Volva said that. He said it was shame of Breuer, the Rebbe in Frankfurt. I'm not sure which one. Probably, I imagine it's Rebbe Yitzchak Breuer. But anyway, Paro asked him, Kami yimei shnei chayecha. So he mixed together two things over here. Kami yimei shnei, how much is the amount of the years? Chayecha of your life. In other words, Paro was assuming if you're down here, this and this amount of years, that is called living. So Yaakov Avinu had to be minded in Allah Emes. Just because a person is down here does not mean that he is living. A person could be down here a nice amount of years. True life, it's not the amount of years of your life, it's the amount of life in your years. So this is what Yaakov Avinu told him. You combine two separate things. You said, Kama Yemei Shnei, and then you said, Chayai, as if the two go hand in hand. So for that, Yaakov Avinu answered him. Yemei Shnei Megurai, the amount that I sojourned down here, Shloishim Ulashana. That's the amount of time I spend down here on this world. You're talking about real living. Ma'at v'rom hoi Yemei Shnei Chayai. The real living was not as much as the time that it was down here. By Avram Avinu, it says that Avram Avinu, the Lashon that he uses, by Avram Avinu, the Eile Yemei Shnei Chayai Avram Asher Chai. Avram Avinu lived through all of these years. By Adam Arishin, by Yehu Kol Yimei Adam Asher Chai. By Yitzchok Avinu, it says he was Nifter Zoken Usva Yomim. Sir Chashkel says Sva Yomim. He was full of days where he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yaakov Avinu was Mestama B'derech HaNavi. He said, I sojourned down here for 130 years of his Oslo Shmein, and that the amount that you're here is called living. Living is called having Ruach HaKadosh, being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'at v'ram ho'i yimei shnei chayai. The amount of living, true life, has nothing to do with the amount of time that a person is down. That was him being b'chanach, parei ala emes, Yaakov is emes. So wherever he went, he had to spread the emes. He was being ma'iminim ala emes. It's two separate things. A person could be down here and not be alive b'chlal. Rishoyim af b'chayayim kriyim mesim. Why? They're not living time down here as a life. Tzadikim af b'misosim kriyim chayim. So that's what he was teaching him over here. Ma'at v'rom ho'yimei. Demises, Yaakov Avinu lo'y meis. Not only was Yaakov Avinu alive down here, but even lacher. David Melech Yisrael, chay v'kayim. Right? Because tzadikim, they live on. Yaakov Avinu said it b'derech hanova. He didn't feel, he thought that during those years of suffering, he wasn't the kindest achas the way he should be. Over the emesis, Yaakov Avinu lo'y meis. That chiyus never left him. Agut and Shabbos.